Today's 71st case, page 477.
Move things, shut up, teacher. Is that right?
Case, page 477. Yes.
Pai Ching also asked Wu Feng, with your throat, mouth, and lips shut, how will you speak? Feng said, teacher, you too should shut up. Chang said, where there's no one, I shade my eyes with my hands and gaze out towards you.
This is a whole story. and also to read the verse next page.
Teacher, you too should shut up. Observe Wu Feng's strategy on the dragon and snake battle lines. He makes people think of General Li Quang. Over the 10,000 mile horizon, a single kingfisher hawk soars.
Thank you. Pai Chang also asked Wu Feng, with your throat, mouth, and lips shut, how will you speak? I think in the previous chapter, previous case, Pai Chang, they asked same question to three monks, Kui Shan, Wu Feng, and also one more person, which will occur in the next chapter, 72nd case. Yung Yen. So this case, anyway, Wu Feng, conversation between Pai Chang and Wu Feng. So Pai Chang said, with your throat, mouth, and lips shut, how could you speak about the truth? Well, I think not only the monks, but all of us human beings seek for something inexplainable in many ways, even though we don't know, even though we know what it is. Constantly, we try to seek for something inexplainable, something more than our consciousness can reach. This is the first step, first stage of human suffering. Human consciousness try to know something more than the conscious world, something more than unconsciously or consciously. Everyone, regardless of whether you know what it is or you don't know what it is, anyway, if you are a human being, we always try to see that point. In many ways, every aspect of your human life, every day, in a different way, you are seeking for it. This is the first stage of human suffering. Okay? This is a human suffering. That's why constantly that human suffering makes you to reflect upon yourself, what you are doing constantly. Researching constantly, okay? Because you want to know something more than conscious world. Because all what your consciousness can reach, can get, are very would say, shakeable, very unstable, uneasy, changeable, so much. So it's very difficult for us to feel relief from that aspect of human life, what you can get through the human consciousness. That's why consciously we try to get something more than conscious world you can get. So that's why even though you feel happy in the bottom of the happiness, still you can have, you can feel kind of this fear and also uneasiness, unsettledness, always there. Okay, so this is that truth, what we temporarily can call truth or universal life. We can use a lot of words. But temporarily we can call the truth and the universal life, universal consciousness, you can say so. Okay. But that is very, that is something which you are not easy to express it. But you want to get it, and you are living there. That's why you want to see, you want to get it, you want to verify your existence, where you are. Okay. So that's why Pai Chan said, with your throat, mouth, and lips shut, how would you speak up about this one? So it's very difficult to say, but you are seeking for, as long as you are seeking for it, you are speaking of it constantly, with your mouth, with your body, with your mind, constantly. So, but you cannot always keep your mouth shut. So you want to seek for, you want to reveal the way how to reach, how to approach to it in many ways. As an art, as a music, as a poem, as a philosophy, as a physics, as a religions, in many ways, as a culture, one of the cultures, we always try to seek. And then through the art, so-called Buddha statue and the picture of the Buddha, we try to know what the something real truth, what is real truth through behind this statue, behind the picture, okay, behind the poem. But a poem itself is something written, something expressed in a word, so poem is poem. But without poem, we cannot know what the real truth is, so we express it immediately. If you express it, it is not real truth within it. So behind this poem, there is something, the truth you can hear. So that's why we like very much poem, we like very much music, because behind the music, behind the poem, behind the pictures, there is something we can feel relief from that. We don't know what it is. And then religious life is, spiritual life is, anyway, a way to approach directly to it. Okay? Without using any technique, any instrument, any object, particularly. Okay? But only using your body and mind anyway. Just seek for that truth directly. So, that's why Pai Chan said, with your throat, mouth, and lips shut, how would you speak up of this? Okay. Fan said, "Teacher, you should shut up, because you are asking us, how do you speak up of truth? Close your mouth, close your eyes, close your ears. How do you speak up? Your mouth should be shut." Okay. So Fen Shan said in that way, "Teacher, you should shut up." The Chan said, "Where there is no one, I shade my eyes with my hand and gaze out towards you." Because Wu Feng immediately cut off stream of flow of time process between Pai Chang and Wu Feng. We always discuss about something in time process. Okay? So in time process, if you speak up about something, you constantly speak up, you constantly discuss about something endlessly. So if you touch something truth, someday, somewhere, you have to cut off the flow of time process. Then you have to be, at that time, you can be really present right there. Okay? But we don't realize this way. Okay? It's pretty hard for us. Because we don't live in that way, usually. We are always discussing, okay? Always discussing. After, and then we hope that there will be something at the end of a discussion. But at the end of a discussion, chaos. There is just chaos. Nothing. Saying nothing. You can feel relief. Sometimes more chaos. Sometimes confusions. But we cannot escape from a discussion because with that word, with that expression, we don't know what it is. We don't know how to communicate. That's why we have to talk, speak up, Baba. So there is some contradiction there. Okay. So where there is no one, I shade my eyes with my hand and gaze out towards you. Because Feng exactly cut off the flow of time process, and then that place and time opportunity when Wu Feng cut off the stream of time process, that is something before words. I mentioned very often. If you drive in the countryside, immediately you can see the beautiful deer and moose and bear, something like this. And then immediately you say, "Wow, a moose," Immediately you say so. That's the whole explanation you want to say. But at the moment when you express, "Wow, that is already it is a word what you have expressed." Okay. So "wow" is very simplest expression. You can do it when you really touch something through very deeply. In other words, cut out the time process. Cut out the stream of a time process. At that time, you cannot say anything. But you want to say, that is just a simple word. So called "wow," something like that. Then at that time, something appears very conspicuously, very conspicuously. Okay? There is nothing else around moose. Okay, only moose. Moose whole world becomes moose. Okay, that's why you really surprise. Moose is very clear. But moose is what? Moose is not something strange for us because we know we have lots of knowledge about the moose, you know, through the book, through the teacher, through the discussions anyway. But when you see the moose, actually, when you can surprise, that is real moose, you know, beyond explanations. So that moose and you exist, present, right in the middle of time itself, completely cut off the flow of time process. It is called pure stream of time, pure nature of time, okay? At that time, everything becomes present very conspicuously, occupying whole world, okay? That's why you are very impressed by only one being, okay? And then you become one with it, okay? And also, moose can be completely absorbed into your life. That time, moose becomes very surprised to see you. That's why it ran away, okay? Immediately. So that is so. When you express the wow or simple term, simple expression, simplest expression, before simplest expression, there is something very pure, very pure. That is called clarity, clarity of existence, clarity of time, clarity of space. So you cannot express it. But without this one, you cannot say wow. So you have to meet this clarity of time, clarity of space, which you cannot express it. And then you can express it. First stage of your expression is something simplest. Okay? Something very simplest. That is called moment. Moment. And then within the moment, whole space appears. Okay? Whole space appears. At that time, moves exist very beautifully. Okay? And then you can make a poem. At that time, you can paint moves on the canvas as it really is. So, that's why where there is no one, at that time, no one there, nothing there, okay? Before you create the simplest world, okay? In other words, the place and time from which the simplest world originates, okay? That is something where there is nothing, no one. So, that is called, if you see this one, very naturally, it is called faith or steadfastness, steadfast, and religious security, and assurance, and repose, we can say, okay? But it is very difficult to share, to express about it. It's very difficult to give it to you, okay? So individually, you have to experience this one. So very naturally, I have to see your faith, your strength, spiritual strength, must be seen from me. Okay? So just like this, you know, I have to see your religious strength and like this. You know, do you understand? Even though I say, I express religious strength or religious security, even though I say so, you are still far from it. So, where there is no one, I shade my eyes with my hand and gaze out towards you. Okay? I don't know, this is... This statement given by Pai Chang is praising the Wu Feng or not? I don't know. But in this commentary, he says He says, seeing him turn so smoothly, Pai Chang just was giving him a check. giving him a check. In other words, Pai Chang gave something to him as a proof. Well, anyway, this commentary, the commentators really praised this Wu Feng answer very much. If you read the commentary, he says like this, the page 479, Pai Chang's question is like a kingfisher hawk. Wu Feng's answer is like an arrow. I have been so occupied with praising Wu Feng that without realizing it, my whole body has been immersed in mud and water. This commentator feels very good, feels relief. Commentator can take a very deep breath in that area, just like this soaking his body in the bathtub, you know. But he expressed it in a different way. He said, without realizing it, his whole body has been immersed in mud and water. So he really, commentator really praised the Wu Feng's answer, Wu Feng's strength of his spiritual life. Okay, and in verse, teacher, you too should shut up. The note says already present before the words. So you should shut up means immediately he cut off the stream of time process where they have been talking about something. Okay, so cut off immediately. That is, by cutting off the stream, they expressed there's something before the words. It's cut off the immediate streams, immediate stream, immediately. And then verse says, observe Wu Feng's strategy on the dragon and snake and butterflies. This is Chinese, in the Chinese tradition, I think. East is implication of the, what you say, dragon butterflies, where dragon lives. Okay, East is a place where dragon lives. So East is kind of a dragon butterflies, and West is white tiger battlefield, where white tiger exists. And the west, the south is also sacred bird battlefield, where the sacred birds exist. The north is a kind of beast of turtle snake, you know, they exist. The north is the place where which is called the turtle snake battlefield. Not usual human world, something more than human world. Okay. Kind of a paradise, kind of a heaven, kind of the kingdom of God. Okay. for the moment when you think of it, immediately something appears in front of you. Okay? Very quickly. No time space, no time between. Okay? If you think of it, immediately it is something real. Okay? So that is observe Wu Feng's strategy on the dragon and snake battle lines. Means that the Wu Feng's immediately cut off the stream of discussions. Okay. That is exactly very quick, so quick. Okay. He makes people think of General Li Kuan. This is, I think, in case 24. There is a story. Here's a story. Okay. Yes, here says the page 28. He is just like Li Kuan by innate talent, a skilled archer, whom the Emperor Wu of Han commissioned as the general of the flying cavalry, imperial elite corps. Li Kuan penetrated deep into enemy territory, where he was captured alive by the king of the Huns. Kuan was weak from wounds. They tied him prone between two horses. Kuan played dead. But stealthily, 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 observed that there was a Hun near him riding a good mount. Kuan suddenly sprang up and leaped on the horse, throwing down the Hun rider and seizing his bow and mouth. Whipping the horse, he galloped off towards the south, drawing the bow and shooting the back at the riders pursuing him. He thus made good his escape. This is his story. So he says he makes people think of General Li Kuan. He makes means he is Wu Feng. Wu Feng's the teaching comes up very quickly, like General Li Kuan. So over the 10,000 miles horizon, a single kingfisher hawk soars. So over the 10,000 mile horizon, a single kingfisher hawk soars. I think in the Buddhist scripture, Samyutta Nikaya, I think. Exactly, but if you want to be a good knight for king, etc., you have to shoot something far from you, okay? Far from you, very quickly. At that time, you become good knight. Means if you want to make your life mature, anyway, you cannot always think of yourself. You have to think many things which exist far from you, past, present, future, anyway. And then you have to immediately shoot it, means all things come to your life. the past, present, future are separate from you, and that time your life doesn't root, your life is that rooted on the earth. So you have to shoot it exactly, okay, very quickly. Means immediately those time, past, present, future exist right now. Okay? That's why Sutra says, if you want to be good knight, you have to shoot something far from you, far from me, and you should shoot it simultaneously, very quickly. The same applies to this passage of the 10,000 miles horizon, a single king fishhawk soars. So, commentator says, does everyone see? Because he shoots an arrow, but it's very quick. But immediately he shoots it, because he makes the Pai Chan's mouth shut anyway. And to reveal and reveal something truth which you cannot express it. So it says, commentator says, but say, where does it alight on target? It is exactly he shot it. But where they are going? Where is the arrow going? Where is the birds itself falling into? Where is it? Where is the bird? Where is the arrows? And then the commentator says it's flown past. Means bird, arrows, completely gone. You don't know where they are going. You don't know where are they gone. Okay. Means there is no trace. They don't leave any trace of his practice, his tragedy and trajectory. Strategy. It's okay. Okay, do you have a question? Next case also the same question is made by Pai Chan and UN answer to this. Next chapter is very interesting, completely different from this chapter. Okay. Any questions?
I was on Zen Inc. recently. Who originally criticizes Japanese Zen because he says that in China there was a strong confrontation between students and teachers, like this case where the student tells the teacher to shut up. But in Japan, the respect for the teacher and authority seems to have modified that. I wonder what you think about that.
Maybe so, but that is a part of the criticism. Not to criticize total Buddhism. You should know that. If you see the criticized Buddhism, seeing the just a part of it, well, criticism doesn't make sense because criticism becomes just a criticism to which makes the people disappointed. Okay. I think criticism must be something which makes the people encouraged. Something which encourage the people to seek for. Okay. This is pretty good criticism. So it takes time to know what the Japanese Buddhism is, what the Chinese Buddhism. So you cannot judge quickly, all right? Whatever you see. Don't criticize the Richmond criticism toward Japanese, yes, it is, in a sense, it is true. But I don't think it is real true. Okay. No.
You spoke about religious strength.
Mm-hmm.
What is religious strength?
Religious strength is the... how can I say? Religious strength is a little bit difficult for us to understand religious strength, because religious strength is a little bit different from the usual strength, usual sense of strength which you can experience through art or music or sports, etc. Music and art and sports and any kind of culture. Through the culture, you can express it. Okay? Express as something silent. So-called music and poem, something like that. Okay? And then through the words, through the music, you can feel the strength of the composer's life in the realm of music, okay? And you can feel a painter's life, you know, strength of the painter's life, okay? Through the, anyway, picture, painting. But spiritual life, religious strength is not always manifested in the like art, like music, etc. Always it is something hidden, but it is of the life in every activities in your life. This is a religious strength, spiritual strength. Okay, so it doesn't appear so much like music and art, is that? Do you understand? Is that clear? Any other question about this? For instance, when you feel the peace, exactly when you sit down, real peace, okay. Strength, which is called peace, you know, in your life. When you sit down there, only what you can express is just sitting there. But deeply you can really feel peaceful. So always spiritual strength is hidden from external world, but it's always manifested.
Does the commentator's comment about being plunged to mud and water, muddy water.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as wow?
Well?
Wow. You were talking about wow.
Uh-huh. I think so.
I was just you know that in the past I tend to say what I'm thinking or my questions sometimes, and I have felt that has not been respectful, but I wonder how students are to know what you mean and really deeply understand unless they make comments like that kind of criticism, because I think it's easy for students to think they know what you're trying to say and aim for something that maybe is a little off unless they really check. So I wonder how to act with respect but also check and really... Do you understand what I mean?
You mean how do I deal with a student who is slip off from the real rail to express, to criticize?
Can you tell that with students when, without talking back and forth with the student? Maybe you're doing that with students anyways. I guess I was thinking, how am I to know, you know, for myself, unless I check with you? And it may seem like criticize what you're saying, but checking to see if I understand what you're trying to say. I was more concerned with how I am to act with respect, but still check things out.
I think words sometimes touch very deeply your heart. At that time, this is a pretty good word to correct people's attitude towards human life, you know, even though they don't understand what it is. And then later, it's shoot in the future anyway. So that's a discussion that which I can do with a student is try to explain, try to show the panorama picture of the whole world, not in seeing the world in terms of a certain angle. And then sometimes people feel very deeply, you know, feel deep. That's very good for them to understand, to check for themselves. So even though they don't know what is the panorama picture of the world is, okay. But anyway, they touches the heart, their heart, through that simple explanation and etc. It's very good for them.
Good for them too. Challenge, to deeply question.
Yes, to challenge. I don't know what do you mean.
Sure.
To challenge means.
Well, it seems like challenging.
Yeah, it's in other words, keeping it warm in your heart and constantly seeking for it, what it is. It's not challenge always. You know, you cannot always challenge something. You know. If you do it, it makes you exhausted. You know? So I think if you feel something deeply, I think you should keep it warm in your life constantly and constantly seeking for it, what it is. And that's what it is, all right. Okay.
Is this spiritual strength that you mentioned is manifested in religious practice, is this fundamentally different from that spirituality that's manifested in art or music?
Not exactly different. The spirituality is a more broad area of the human life. If you say spiritual life, you know, it's very broad because it is very basis of existence. We are talking about very basic nature of existence. Okay? And then on this basis nature of existence, then you can build up music and the poem and the art, etc. Okay? And then through the sports, through the archery, they can feel, anyway, spirituality, basic nature of existence. But sometimes the artist, the musicians only knows that basic nature of existence through the music and through the sports. That's it. If they go out of it, they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to live. So very naturally, people have become very confused. But spiritual life, so-called religious life, means you have to completely the approach constantly to direct to that basic nature of existence. not seeing it from a certain angle, so-called music, or so-called biology, or so-called psychology or philosophy. Directly you have to seek for it. This is the spiritual life. So that's why that basic nature of existence is connected directly with, or to say, life and death. Okay? That is a spiritual project. Spiritual project we have to deal with.